Hello everybody, Hector Ray today. It's a nice, beautiful day where I'm at today. I happen to be in San Diego, California. And I'm just bringing you another word of the day with Hector Ray today. And the word today is action. Action. So I am a believer of what your last act was. You're as good as your last act. The ACT in action. And then, of course, we have the ION, ACT-ION. So let's break it into two parts. Let's look at the ACT first of the word action. And I'm a believer, as you can tell from the last two podcasts, that it's all about your attitude, which is the A in act. The C is commitment. We're back to commitment again. You'll see that over and over. I'm obsessed with that word. So action means the ACT is the attitude, your commitment, in your thoughts. Obviously, your thoughts are actions in rehearsal. And that's something that I try to promote throughout my talks, throughout my teachings, even in a couple of the books that I've written. That's a big thing for me. And then, of course, your ION in the word action. And that is pretty simple. If your attitude is in check, your commitment is stronger than yesterday, and your thoughts are in the right place, which means you're going to have to shift from time to time. And shifting is something that we can get better at. Shifting is one of those things where if you're not getting what you want, if you're not attracting what you want, you have to shift your thoughts to start feeling what you want. And once you start feeling what you want, you start to produce it, which really is the action that we're trying to promote here on this podcast. When you shift it and you feel it, you start acting on it, and then obviously you get the outcomes you're looking for. If the outcomes are not there, then you got to keep shifting. Keep shifting until you start to feel it, and then you start acting on it, and then you start producing the outcomes. And you stay in this cycle until you really feel that things are happening for you. Don't give up. Don't give up, okay? I love to tell people that the temptation to give up is at the highest level just when you're about to succeed. That is so, so big in our lives. Don't give up yet. The temptation to give up is at the highest level just when you're about to succeed. So what's the ION in action? The ION says that if your attitude's in check, your commitment is strong, and your thoughts are there, you're going to increase your optimism. You're going to increase your opportunities when? In the world we live in, now. So the ION stands for increasing your optimism right now. Make sure you have your attitude in check, your commitment as strong as you can have it towards your worthy ideal, and then your thoughts. And if your thoughts aren't correct or aren't really producing what you want, you keep shifting until you feel it. You keep acting until you get what you want, until you produce the outcomes you want. So action is the word for today. You're good as your last act. Shun. Thank you for listening again. Hector Ray today. HectorRay.com. Talk to you next time. Hello, everybody. Hector Ray today. It's a nice, beautiful day where I'm at today. I happen to be in San Diego, California. And I'm just bringing you another word of the day with Hector Ray today. And the word today is action. Action. So I am a believer of what your last act was. You're as good as your last act. The ACT in action. And then, of course, we have the ION, ACT-ION. So let's break it into two parts. Let's look at the ACT first of the word action. And I'm a believer, as you can tell from the last two podcasts, that it's all about your attitude, which is the A in act. The C is commitment. We're back to commitment again. You'll see that over and over. I'm obsessed with that word. So action means the ACT is the attitude, your commitment, in your thoughts. Obviously, your thoughts are actions in rehearsal. And that's something that I try to promote throughout my talks, throughout my teachings, even in a couple of the books that I've written. That's a big thing for me. And then, of course, your ION in the word action. And that is pretty simple. If your attitude is in check, your commitment is stronger than yesterday, and your thoughts are in the right place, which means you're going to have to shift from time to time. And shifting is something that we can get better at. Shifting is one of those things where if you're not getting what you want, if you're not attracting what you want, you have to shift your thoughts to start feeling what you want. And once you start feeling what you want, you start to produce it, which really is the action that we're trying to promote here on this podcast. When you shift it and you feel it, you start acting on it, and then obviously you get the outcomes you're looking for. If the outcomes are not there, then you got to keep shifting, keep shifting until you start to feel it, and then you start acting on it, and then you start producing the outcomes. And you stay in this cycle until you really feel that things are happening for you. Don't give up. Don't give up, okay? I love to tell people that the temptation to give up is at the highest level just when you're about to succeed. That is so, so big in our lives. Don't give up yet. The temptation to give up is at the highest level just when you're about to succeed. So what's the ION in action? The ION says that if your attitude's in check, your commitment is strong, and your thoughts are there, you're going to increase your optimism. You're going to increase your opportunities when? In the world we live in, now. So the ION stands for increasing your optimism right now. Make sure you have your attitude in check, your commitment as strong as you can have it towards your worthy ideal, and then your thoughts. And if your thoughts aren't correct or aren't really producing what you want, you keep shifting until you feel it. You keep acting until you get what you want, until you produce the outcomes you want. So action is the word for today. You're good as your last act. Shun. Thank you for listening again. Hector Ray today. HectorRay.com. Talk to you next time.